First and foremost, I need the chat to get active. Y'all, chat, there may be two of y'all in here, but y'all need to start talking. It's Friday. I ain't got no job, and I ain't got shit to do. Dustin, I know you kind of bored this weekend, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wifey's out of town. Flying solo this weekend, so I got nothing but time tonight.
Time is on my side. Yes, it is. I got suckered into having a sleepover tonight. Don't ask me how.
It's because you're a good daddy.
I'm not trying to, you know, I was trying to have a little me time. I haven't had me time for about 2 weeks now. But hey, whatever makes my kid happy. And, you know, that's what we do. That's what we do as dads. You know, we step up and say, hey, let's do this. Okay.
Let's do this. Yes.
Let's do this. Sleepover. Woo. Yeah. Anyways, Raider Nation, what's good? You guys, all four of y'all looking sexy as hell right now. Did this get canceled? No, Cisco, I was running late. I'm sorry, dog. My son, he was doing stuff that I was like, dog, take care of yourself. He couldn't do it. He didn't want to get himself dressed because he was cold. And yeah.
Bro, he was battling before he got on camera. He was battling back there.
Dude, I'm running back and forth. It was like Tom chasing Jerry. I forgot my water over here. I'm gonna get up at some point when Dustin's talking, and I'm gonna grab some water because I'm a little thirsty and parched. Okay, so forgive me if I get verklempt. But man, I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? We've been throwing some new stuff out there. We've been putting some new content out there. We started the spaces on Tuesdays, which we did it on Wednesday, but we're gonna be running it on Tuesdays every Tuesday. We know we've got the Friday show, and then we're gonna have a post game show as well. We're gonna do the post game spaces. All this stuff is gonna get uploaded to the podcast. So if anybody is not following, make sure you go. Whether you're on Spotify, whether you're on Google, whether you're on Apple Music, doesn't matter where. I'm on everywhere. I mean, I'm literally from Apple to Tidal. I'm not on Tidal. Apple to Spotify to, you know, everywhere.
Wait, what's Tidal? I haven't even heard of Tidal.
Tidal was the one that was owned by Jay-Z, and he sold it to Jack.
Oh, so, Tidal is in like T-I-D-A-L?
T-I-D-A-L, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking like book title. I'm like,
no, I haven't heard of that. So, but yeah, we're on everything. So make sure you go and you subscribe to the Real Talk podcast. If you're watching here on YouTube, make sure that you like the channel, you subscribe to the channel, you like the videos, you comment, you set notifications, because like I said, we're going to be dropping a lot of content. And also check out Dustin's page. We have the Real Raider Way podcast page. So there's a lot that we got going on. First and foremost, shout out to Raider Room, my dog, Mr. Freeze. We've been giving Ant so much shit. Like he's gonna go off on us, man.
One of the best dudes, man. But
you know, shout out Cisco. Nice to hear me and Pops on the radio. Yeah, it was cool. Raider Nation Radio, Pops was on. Q hit me up. He was like, hey, you know, I got your dad on. Would you like to hop on afterwards? And I'm like, yeah, definitely. Got to hear my dad say some nice words about me. So that's always nice, right? Like, it's nice to hear dad say good things about
Somebody's
you.
Somebody's got to say something good about you.
I mean, shit. I'm rambling on. Dustin, how you doing, man?
Doing good, man. I'm content to sit here and just listen to your ramble until we get to the football. You know, I don't have, like you said, I don't have a whole lot going on right now. I've just been working long hours and wife's out of town. So finding ways to occupy myself.
Party at Dustin's.
Yay! Yeah, no. Party no. It's not big enough for that. It's not big enough for that.
No, I'm just kidding. Molly, if you're watching this, I'm sorry. There's no party. No party. Hey, Caden, can you do me a favor? Can you grab me a water out of the fridge, please? Thanks, dude.
This gonna be like last time where you asked him and he came back with one for himself and not for you.
I better not be, because I'll fight him. There's literally a bottle of water on the top shelf. I'm looking at it right now.
Watching the steps.
Gosh.
Oh gosh.
I'm live right now, so can you put thanks?
Dickhead. See, Caden's a good dude.
But yeah, I mean, let's get into football. Raiders and Niners have been having joint practice. What up, Joey? Raiders and Niners have been having joint practices the past couple days. Knock on wood, there's been no fights, which is, you know, which is a good thing. Normally,
there's a couple pushing matches. I saw there was a couple little shoving matches, but nothing like, chippy. You know, yeah,
it was a little chippy.
Legit chippiness.
Yeah, legit chippiness. I mean, when I think of fight, you know, I think of like DeAndre Hopkins and what was it?
D'Angelo Hall.
D'Angelo Hall, or, you know, Andre Johnson and Courtland Finnegan, or Michael Crabtree.
The last time we had joint practices with the Cowboys in Napa, when they're swinging helmets and crap.
Yeah.
That was a good practice fight.
Even last year with the Rams. I mean, there were some fights against the Rams when Hunter Renfrow was cooking Jalen Ramsey. slot. Anyways, we got joint practices. Some notes out of the joint practices is the Raiders defense. Are they legit? Like, that's my question mark right now.
Are they legit? Because I've seen varying numbers, anywhere from 6 to 8 interceptions today.
Well, I know Hondo had reported that Robert Spillane had 3, and Robert corrected him and said it was 2. I believe the final number of interceptions today was 8.
Was it 8?
I believe it was 3 on Brock Purdy, 1 or 2 on Darnold, and then a couple on Lance as well. So anybody could get it. Anybody could get it. Everybody could get it. Brock Purdy was getting it. Raider Room says 11 total in both practices. Yeah, there were
11 total. Oh, man. Yeah, now, see, so my hot take for the season's not looking so hot anymore, is it? Could this be the first season in 15 years where we've had 17-plus interceptions?
You know, and I was talking to Q today on Raider Nation Radio, and we were talking about just that. Like, you know, if this defense can be a middle, and this is something we've always talked about, if this defense can be a middle of the pack defense, but they can create turnovers, this is a playoff team. You look at the 2016 team. That was the last time the Raiders, you know, were good in turnovers. That was a playoff team, and those were all games. Those were a lot of games that were won off of, you know, a late pick or a late fumble recovery, or a Derek Carr comeback, or whatever it was. There were a lot of things, but that defense, they were a bend but don't break defense, and that's what you want out of your defense. You want a defense that, look, we'll bend. You get to the red zone, you give up 3. That's a win right there. A win is a win, right? Not you bend over and take it, and you get, you know, you give up stuff. That's not a bend but don't break. That's you getting it broken off into that ass. You know, nobody wants that.
And we don't need that this year.
We don't need that. What we need is a defense that, look, there's going to be some big plays that happen. We understand that. This is football. Okay, this isn't the 85 Bears. This isn't the 2000 Ravens. You know, this isn't the 2013 Niners. You know, this is the 2023 Raiders. We've got some dogs back there. You've got guys like Bilal Nichols and Chandler Jones and Max Crosby and Jerry Tillery and Robert Spillane and Marcus Peters and Trayvon Merrick. Guys that want to play, guys that are dogs, guys that will get after it. This is a defense that I feel that we've been seeing has a lot more grit than they have in previous years. What do you think?
No, I think you're hitting it right there. And I saw Joey's comment over here. You know, so I've been hearing good things about Merrick. So I remember what I said last week about him being a top 7 safety. You know, if he continues on this, on the trajectory that he's on, you know, if he sticks close with Epps, you know, Joey, you might not be too far off. But
trajectory, that's Marshawn Lynch's favorite word right now.
It is.
When he says trajectory.
Yeah, that's Marshawn's favorite word. But if he can stick with it, you know, and like you mentioned, we've got a bunch of dogs back there now, you know, and the linebacking core, people were saying that's the weakness of the defense. I don't know. I mean, if you've got Spillane popping off with two or three interceptions, you know, and you've got guys just flying around the ball, you know, it's going to be fun. And that's what I've always, the offensive side of the ball is always fun. You know, you love seeing the long ball. You love seeing the touchdowns, this, that, and the other. I love seeing a defense just stifle an offense.
Yes.
And that's what I want to see. I want to see these guys get after it and just just take the game over. You know, because there's, like you said, in 2016, that was an opportunistic defense. They could play, and they were getting the ball, and they were making opportunities for the offense, and they were scoring on their own. You know, so that's what I want to see. Is I want to see a stifling defense that can score also.
And they were putting the offense in good field position. So not only were they creating turnovers, but they were putting the offense in good field position. So the offense wasn't always starting back at their own 20. You know, that makes
it huge. Difference. That's huge enough.
Hold on a second. Why do you want this one?
Because that's a better nipple.
Dog. You, can't.
Dude, you are such a good dad.
Kate, so my youngest started kindergarten this week. It's been an interesting week. It's been an interesting couple of days. He's not sold on the whole aspect of me leaving. He's all about me not leaving.
I mean, you could always become a room parent.
No.
I'm not that good of a dad.
Look, I love my kids, but I also love my sanity and my space and my time.
That's fair.
And it was nice to be able to, you know, to take these couple days and go and work out and, you know, focus on some content and, you know, do some things with peace and quiet.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, that's that. Getting back, that said, Caden is bugging me right now.
Caden is Caden.
Yeah, just wanting me to do everything for him.
Can we ever see Kenny being a teacher's aide? Oh, man.
I was a teacher's aide in high school. I was actually a teacher's aide in high school. I would never.
Everyone was a TA in high school. I was a TA in high school.
I had like five periods of TA though.
I was passing fools that had no business passing classes.
I was a career TA. Like that was all my elective credits. TA peer tutor. That's like all
peer tutor.
Seriously, I had literally had like 12 credits of being a TA and peer tutor.
Oh shit.
Oh Joey.
Now we are tangential today.
Yeah. O'Connell. Aiden. I'm excited about Aiden O'Carnell. Call him Aiden O'Carnell because
Farva
the number four. Yeah. I'm really excited to see Aiden O'Connell out there. You saw Josh McDaniels talking about that, you know, a lot of guys that got a lot of reps in practice aren't going to be playing this Sunday. And quite frankly, I don't want them to. I don't want Davante Adams out there. He already got a little nick today. I don't want him out there. There's no need for Davante Adams to be playing in preseason. Mm-hmm. I think the coaches hopefully saw enough from Jimmy that, you know, he probably won't start. We'll probably see.
And give him a series.
Yeah, maybe a series.
Give him a live series.
You know, but you need to get, you know, because Jimmy still hasn't played since week five. So I would like to see a series in there. Get in there. Get the game feel again. You know, score a touchdown. Walk off. I really want to see Aiden O'Connell. I'm like chomping at the bit to see this kid because I want to see what he can do. I heard he's, you know, I saw a little bit of his film in college. I want to see what he can do in the NFL at preseason speed.
Yeah. I think that's a good spot too. You know,
shout out Raider Nation here. First time live viewer, but follow you guys on IG Raider Nation since 1970. OG. I am. Well, welcome. Welcome to the show. Welcome OG to the show. This is, you know, we do, the podcast is a little different than the IG. We get to have a little bit more fun. We have some more laughs.
At Raider Room's expense.
Poor Raider Room. He's gonna jump in the spaces.
He will.
And
spaces that, well, I'm pushing until he hits his breaking point.
One day, I'm surprised he's not blowing up the group chat right now. To be honest with you,
I told him to.
Yeah, you got to be careful what you say in the group chat. Sometimes there's snakes.
Yeah, snakes. Snake is snakes.
Snakes in the grass, but I'll walk. Joey wants to see Gerbert because he's a Bears fan.
Yeah, Garbers. I mean, I want to see all the depth that we've got. You don't need to see Hoyer. Hoyer's 17 years
old. I don't need to see Hoyer.
You don't need Hoyer to see Hoyer.
Looks like he's seen enough as it is.
That dude looks rough.
Hoyer looks rough. Like Hoyer looks like he's been
through it.
He looks like he spent like a weekend in Vegas. Like
a hard weekend. Yeah, a hard weekend in Vegas.
Like he was with Alan and Stu and like,
oh yeah,
looks like Doug. He looks like Doug on the roof of Caesar's Palace. How's the offensive line looking against the Niners? They're holding up. You know, to be expected. Nick Bosa's, you know, being Nick Bosa, and on the other side of the ball, Max Crosby's being Max Crosby. So, you know, when you're facing some of the best defensive talent in the league, it's one of those situations where iron sharpens iron. These guys are getting better. You know, it's great work. You know, Max is going against these guys every day. Now you get to face another top talent, another defensive player of the year, and Nick Bosa, you know, who's a phenomenal athlete, significantly better than his brother. You know, just, you know, quite frankly, he's a better player. We'll just
clear that up now.
Yeah. I mean, they're both crybabies, but, you know, it is what it is.
Well, and the same goes for the offensive line and for the defensive line too, because Max has been talking about going against Trent Williams, and after every rep he says we'll stop and he'll give me pointers, I'll give him pointers, and that's what these joint practices are really all about, right? Getting out there, you know, mixing it up with a different person, a different team, and figuring out where you can improve your game, you know, and especially when you've got somebody like Trent Williams who's a insane tackle, right?
Yeah.
So you've got one of the best DNs in football against one of the best tackles in football, and they're sitting there trading and comparing notes. So, like you said, iron sharpens iron. The only thing they can do is get better.
Yeah, and that's what you want to see. You want to see the best going against the best. You know, you get it this weekend with Nick Bosa and our offensive line, Max Crosby and Trent Williams. You get it next week. You get Aaron Donald. Doesn't get much better than that. I mean, Aaron Donald could retire 2 years ago and be a first ballot Hall of Famer. That's how good Aaron Donald is. Oh yeah, Nick Bosa wasn't there. That's right. Well, whatever.
Well,
sucks for
even
him.
Better for us then.
I heard his little sister's eating like 5,000 calories a day. Trying to make an impact so he can play more than like 6 games next season.
Did you see Amy Trask on Twitter?
Yeah.
She says, so am I, but not with the same intentions.
Yeah. Amy's awesome.
Amy's great on Twitter. If you don't follow Amy on Twitter, you definitely need to get after it. She's hilarious.
So we got the Niners this week. Niner fans are obviously excited.
Dude, they're treating this shit like their Super Bowl. Well, it's a freaking preseason game.
You know, it's the Battle of the Bays. You know, we have the Battle of the Bay Area and the Battle of Mandalay Bay. So it's the Battle of the Bays now. Look, the Great American Niners, or I'm sorry, the Santa Clara 49ers of Great America. This is a preseason game. Okay. We're not going to get too hype over it. If we win,
I'm going to be screaming it. I don't care.
If the Niners win, I'm going to be like, it's just preseason. And if the Raiders win, I'm like, we got you. Ah, my dick.
Revenge game.
Revenge game.
Dude, that's all I've been seeing on TikTok and everything else. Niners fans going, Raiders treating this like their revenge game. It's like, bro, okay, let's be honest. We dismantled that defense with Jarrett Stidham last year.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with Jarrett Stidham, his first NFL start, and tears up the Niners for 500 and something yards total? Yeah. You know,
number one,
I'm not worried. What? What's up?
Number one defense? What?
Really? I mean,
Wendy. Spillane has won me over. Everybody's high on Spillane.
Everybody loves Spillane right now.
Spillane was when he came, remember everybody was like, oh no, we got Robert Spillane. Like, oh.
I was kind of stoked about it.
But everybody else is just like, meh.
Well, because they were wanting the big flash signing.
I still want Patrick Queen.
Patrick Queen would be sick. Could you imagine what it would do to that defense, though, if they're performing like this now without any real, what you would call, superstar linebackers?
That's what I'm saying.
We're going to give Spill his flowers, but at the same time, I know Raider Room's excited about Luke Masterson, and Hondo's pretty high on him, too.
Yeah.
And Hondo doesn't miss very often.
He had a pick. He had a pick today.
Mm-hmm.
He had a pick.
Had a pick.
Real Talk is back. Reese, where you been? Real Talk's been here. We just doing it more often now.
We're trying to get consistent for you guys.
We got scheduling. I got a white guy on the team now. We got scheduling.
I put it in my calendar on my phone.
He's holding me accountable. Like, shoot.
Well, this is what it is. We're gonna do it this way.
Yeah, that's what's like, hey, we gonna get this out. Like, we gonna do a live today. Like, what's up?
Let's do it. Let's check out Spaces. We haven't done Spaces yet. Yeah. Let's check it out. And if you didn't catch that one, what was that on Wednesday? Dude, that was a live conversation, man. That was a poppin' conversation. And then you had to go and lose service.
Man, shout out to whoever put me onto that. She knows who she is.
Yeah, she knows. She knows.
Because Spaces was dope. So, yeah.
That was a good one. I like the format, too. I like the kind of talk radio format.
Yeah, I can let people hop in. They can say what they want to say. If I don't like what they have to say, I can mute them and tell them to shut up and get them out of here. So, you know, I like it. You know, I can cut people off. I have full control. The only thing is you don't get to see my beautiful face, but that's okay. That's what, you know, these Friday shows are for.
That's a blessing for some people, though.
Yeah. You know, you get me and Austin Hooper just in here in the
chilling
live. Like, how many people can say, look, I got the Raiders' number two tight end right after training camp sitting here live on the pod? Look,
live.
Everybody, give Austin Hooper a round of applause. Woo! And look, and we're not, you know, and we're not like other shows out here that are, you know, begging for donations. But if you want to give donations, you can.
I mean, we're not above it.
I'm not going to beg, but you know what I'm saying? If you want your comment to be featured, you know, hit that super chat. If you want if you want some of that insider information that's from people that are only in the building, shout out Mike Dixon, by the way. Mike Dixon,
he's been going hard. Today.
He has been putting in the work. His team, Kurt Kern, Lou Grass,
Sean Zittle,
Kenny King, Dustin Downham, Mike Dixon, like, yo, squad's working. VST is working hard. Make sure you give them a follow. Vegas Sports Today, Mike Dixon, putting out all content from, you know, Raiders, Aces. Speaking of Aces, I have to get off by 7 o'clock because the Aces are playing tonight. I gotta watch my girl Asia.
Yeah.
Point guard Chelsea Gray out there, super team.
We got gods all over Vegas.
Yeah, man, we got gods everywhere. We got slot god, point god. We got freaking.
We got any gods on the Knights?
Gold god. I don't know. We can get a gold god. I don't know. I gotta ask Marco Cody.
I don't watch
that. I gotta ask Barco Cody because he's cool with all the Knights guys. Me myself personally, I'm a Kings fan, not because I like LA, but because I like the colors and I like their name. I root for the Golden Knights, but if I'm gonna wear gear, it's gonna be Kings gear just because it just makes sense.
Yeah, you can't mix colors. You got to keep the silver and black wherever you go. I think, honestly, I think 95% of my closet is just black t-shirts.
Yeah, it's simple. You know, it's simple. All black.
I don't have to think about it. I just walk in, grab a t-shirt, throw it on.
Yeah. Look, I'm wearing a black t-shirt and I got some pink shorts on today. That's my pop of color because it's Friday. So, you know,
my shirt's got a white logo on the back.
Well, my shirt's got a white logo on the front. I had to make sure that I hit the pickup line, like, hey, you know, saying style of profile and getting them. Yeah. Bang bong. Anyways, we're hey man, come on now. No Darren Waller here. My girl disgrace. Don't play on him. My girl don't play for the Aces. She just likes the Aces. Anywho.
Oh, Hooper's from the South Bay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's from San Mateo.
Oh shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's Bay General. He was talking about it today that he was a Warriors fan before it was cool to be a Warriors fan.
Yeah. He was capping on bandwagon fans, man.
Hey, it's true, man. Look, I remember being a kid, eight, nine, 10 years old, going to McDonald's to get the Tim and Chris burger, the Tim Hardaway and Chris Mullen burger. or sometimes people called it the Chris and Tim burger. I remember going to Warriors games where if the Warriors scored 100 points, you get a free mini pizza from Roundtable. Then it changed to Chalupas.
Nothing wrong with a chalupa.
Yeah, so 100 points, you get a chalupa. There was game packages where, you know, you would basically buy packages to see other teams. Like there would be like the Kobe Shaq package where, you know, you buy a package.
All the home games for the LA Lakers.
Yeah, you get to see the Lakers. And like, you know, there was it was crazy, man. And so
you're not telling me anything I don't know, because I mean, I've been a Kings fan for as long as I can remember, and it's been a long stretch.
Yeah. You guys have yet to win a championship. You know, you were close, but you know, we knocked you out.
You know,
but you guys have a good young team. I will say is you guys, you know, you made us work for it, and you guys made us tired so we couldn't finish against the Lakers. But you know, we ain't gotta worry about that. You guys,
I'm excited.
You guys are gonna be a good squad. You guys have a good young core. You've got a great coach in Mike Brown. Mm-hmm. I'm actually kind of excited to see what the Kings do, because the Kings are not going away. They're going to be a team that's going to step up. Yeah. So I'm excited to see what they can do. I do think the Warriors have at least one more in them. Hopefully they run it back this year. But, getting back into football.
40 people in the building.
that's really what it was. I mean, dude, I used to get tickets for 10, 15 bucks. Like, dang. Lower level, you know. Like, I mean, yeah, I went New Year's Eve one year. New Year's Eve, we were playing the Sixers, and I got tickets for like 15 bucks on New Year's Eve, 15 bucks. So I went and watched the game, and then I went and watched the fireworks outside in Oakland and had me a Coliseum dog outside. Speaking of which, actually, it's the Bay reported that they're actually going to be cracking down on outside vendors at the Oakland Coliseum. And I think that this is a common Oakland Coliseum L. Mm-hmm. You know, just, I mean, really? Look, the stadium, it is what it is. Like, we love it because we're Raider fans. We love it because we grew up there, the nostalgia.
That's home. You know,
one of the things, if you ask any Raider fan, and I'll have the chat put in some of their Coliseum memories, but if you ask any Raider fan, one of the things that Raider fans love the most, or fans that from other teams will say that the most recognizable thing is the smell of the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk into that parking lot and you smell, you know, you smell the vendors out there grilling up the hot dogs with bacon and onions and jalapenos, and you know, you smell the grills with carne asada going on, and you smell, you know, the weed going up in the air.
That should be the number one thing you said.
There's all these smells that come together, right? But that's the beauty of it. And one of the things that, you know, I think is kind of synonymous with events now, not just sporting events, but concerts, you know, any kind of event, is when you leave the arena, they have those vendors outside. You've got the lady mm-hmm. selling churros. You've got the people out there selling their waters and the beers.
Their knockoff t-shirts.
Your hot dogs. Yeah, the knockoff t-shirts. Like, that's the vibe. Like, that's a fucking vibe. Like, bro, I look forward to that shit.
So, okay. So, I went to the Yankees game at the Coliseum a while back.
Yeah.
And I walked past a guy who had a folding table that was just, it was laid out. And he's got a little mini megaphone. And this dude had bags of shrooms. He had swishers. He had pre-rolls. He had And I swear to God, this guy was like halfway down the bridge, right? From the BART to the Coliseum. He's got a little mini megaphone going, "I got shrooms, I got this," you know, just barking, right? Yeah. End of the bridge, I look down and I see a cop with a canine unit just sitting at the end of the bridge. Oh. Didn't move. The dude was still there when I left the game.
Damn.
I was like, holy shit.
What if it was?
Because like I walked by and it was like gallon freezer bags full of shrooms. There was like three or four of them. There was all these pre-rolls laid out. And I'm like, dude.
Could you imagine watching a Raiders game on shrooms? Like,
shit. Cirque du Soleil on shrooms.
Yeah, I know. Wiz Khalifa threw out a first pitch on shrooms, and he said it was trippy. But yeah, I've had my fair share of dabbling in the sticky icky during a game, and I remember one. I was with my boy, and he gave me his pen, and he's a seasoned smoker, like he's a Snoop Dogg kind of smoker, and I hit that pen, and I don't remember the second half.
Oh, that's just lame.
I couldn't tell you what happened. Well, I told you my story about about when we played the Cardinals, right? At Allegiant?
I don't think so.
So we're at Allegiant. I go to the Champions Club. So down the Champions Club, all the food's free, all the drinks are free. I met one of the bartenders, cool ass dude. His name was John. He's from the Bay. Tipped him really nice. So he kept my drinks coming. My drinks were nice and stiff, right? And I was drinking with some whiskeys and ginger ale the whole night or the whole day. I'm getting loose. Like I'm having a good time. We're turning up. Everything's free, carte blanche. I'm having a blast, right? We're up at halftime. I blacked out at halftime. I thought that we won that game.
Woke up the next morning and go, what happened?
Yeah, I woke up the next morning. I was like, wait, how do we lose? And Alex is like, bro. I'm like, dog. So, yeah, that's...
No, and I've actually, you say that about the Coliseum. I've been seeing that about some guys outside of Allegiant, too.
Yeah.
If any guys on Instagram follow, it used to be SL Clothing 408. His name's Raider Jesse 408 now. Dude makes some sick ass bandanas.
Yeah,
they're straight.
He's putting content out now.
Yeah, I saw that. He's starting to get into the mix and everything. And but they actually started shutting him down. I mean, granted, it's the full on logo and all that stuff, but like,
yeah.
Some sick ass looking bandanas, and I know he's putting out some new stuff like hats and stuff like that. So
check him out.
But it's crazy like that they're stomping down on it so hard.
You know, I understand like some of where like it's obvious trademark, but there's some things out there where I'm like, yo, Raiders, like y'all should collaborate with some of these designers.
The Nation.
You know, like the Nation. This is Dark Side. Like Dark Side puts some fire out there, and it's like, I mean, look at this. At this point, you got to collaborate because
there was even a little bit of controversy with the Nation and Raider Image because they took that double sword, you know, the two sabers, and stuck it on a hat, and I'm going, that's that dude's logo. Like, I mean, I don't know if he's got it trademarked or whatever or copyrighted, but it's legit like his logo with the wording removed.
Yeah.
So it can get a little hinky when you're making content and stuff like that.
Yep. But
it's cool to see the stuff that fans come up with because I think it's a different perspective than what the Raider Image is going to put out, which is just made to sell.
Right. And look, they put out great stuff. We're going to buy it, obviously, because we're consumers. We love Raider stuff. Anything that comes out, I mean, anything comes out and is black and says Raiders and looks good, then you know I'm all about it. But you know, I like supporting small businesses as well. So you know, if there's any creators out there that are putting stuff out there, I'm gonna support them. I'm gonna help elevate their business. So you know, Dark Side, they send me stuff all the time. I wear their stuff in almost all my videos because one, it's comfortable. Two, the designs are dope. And three, I mean, look, it's easy. Like, I don't even have to sell the stuff. People are like, where'd you get that hat? I'm like, oh, holler at Dark Side. Like, I don't have to do anything.
Another dude with t-shirts, Nation's Most Hated. He's got some sick stuff.
He's got
too.
Some good stuff. He made me a custom hoodie for my birthday. It's pretty clean.
Oh, did he?
So I'm bringing that out. Yeah, as soon as actually, it gets cool enough, start wearing hoodies. I'm
wearing one of his Madden shirts right now.
Yeah, the Madden shirt's dope.
He's got a Madden shirt that's pretty sick. But you said something about drinking Woods and Whiskey and ginger ale. How about him becoming the official sponsor, the official liquor sponsor of the Raiders?
Yes.
It is such a boss move.
It makes sense. You know, the guy has been, even when he wasn't a Raider, he was a Raider. Like, Woodson was one of those guys. He left. Nobody had any hard feelings towards when he was a free agent. Yeah, I mean, when the Packers were in the Super Bowl, I was like, hey, I'm a Packers fan today. Like, I'm rooting for them. You know, when he came back on his free agent visit, he knew that Raider Nation was not letting him out of Oakland without a deal.
They blocked the gates, bro. Like, they legit blocked the gates.
I would say that he is probably one of the most, I would say, top three most loved Raiders right now. You know, because he's just, he's so hands-on. He's around the nation. He does so much with Raider Nation, with content creators. Obviously, Woods and Whiskey is a sponsor of our podcast, and just the things that they do. So for Woodson to be the official bourbon of the Raiders is huge. So salute to Charles Woodson. Salute to Woods and Whiskey. If you guys are in the Bay Area, right now, the only place you can get Woodson Whiskey is Junior's Liquor in Castro Valley. Go down there, tell Junior I sent you. They'll take care of you.
Actually, I think there's a place in South Sac that you can get it too.
I know Graf was talking about spot. Yeah. But they're slowly getting out in the Bay Area and in Northern California. They're a little bit more spread out in LA. And then you can always get online. WoodsonWhiskey.com and order online.
They do ship to California now. They didn't used to, but they do now.
They ship to California. So you guys can get your Woodson. That stuff is fire.
And it ain't that expensive either.
Nah.
It's like, what, it's smooth or something like that?
It's like $30 a bottle. With shipping, it's like $45. You buy two bottles, you get a discount. It's kind of a no-brainer. So shout out Woodson. And get ready to end this show and let Dustin talk about anything that he wants to talk about real quick. And then I'm going to say my little spiel and we'll go.
I don't know, man. I think it's just, just get excited, guys. I think this team's something to be excited about this year. I know we say that every year, but looking at the way that they're conducting themselves through training camp, hearing the reports from like Hondo and Vic and Vinny and all these guys, you know, there's something there, and you even hear it from Alex. there's even stuff coming out from I can't even remember, but there's just good reports. I haven't heard anything negative. Obviously, they're Raider reporters, but they're gonna give it to you straight. They're not gonna let you get your hopes up over nothing. You know, I think there's a solid group of guys. And you can see it with how Max conducts himself at the podium too. You know, he feels a little more loose and relaxed. You know, his comment the other day about, I don't do this shit year round to not make the playoffs. I'm tired of that shit. You know, it's like, that's what you want to hear. These guys are fired up and you can tell there's a difference. Like I said, I think a couple shows ago, I'm like, just get positive, get excited. You know, these guys are working their asses off to come in and try and put a quality product on the field against all odds. They're trying to put something quality on the field for us. So they're working their tails off.
Yeah. You know, I think that you hit the nail on the head there. I don't need to beat a dead horse. Let's go out there, beat the Niners on Sunday. I don't care if it's preseason. I don't care about any of that. Just go out there, beat the Niners, get some quote-unquote bragging rights to say that we beat the Santa Clara 49ers of Great America. Raider Nation, as always, appreciate you guys. Make sure, once again, you like, you comment, you subscribe, you set notifications, you follow. If you don't, I will find you. and I will make you. Go Raiders.